Right now, I would like to talk to you about something. The thing I'd like to talk to you about is the concept of willingness. What are you willing to do? And what are you willing to experience? And perhaps, are you willing to be surprised when you find out what you're truly capable of? And what you're truly willing to do and experience. Take a slow, deep breath in and hold it. I want you to focus on holding your breath for me. So do it for as long as you can. And when you can't hold your breath any longer, just breathe normally. In and out. Slowly and deeply. I'll keep on talking while you hold your breath. Some people will be willing to hold their breath for just a moment, and some people may be willing to hold their breath for a moment more than just a moment. And some people may be willing right off the bat to hold their breath for as long as possible. But that really doesn't matter, because you're going to focus on where you're starting. That's all that matters. Where you start, the first little building block, focus on that, nothing else. It can all fade away. Do your very best, do what you're willing to do, and when you finally take that slow, deep breath in, relax, knowing that this is the first step to improvement. No matter what, you're doing good. You're improving. You're getting better and better and better, and that makes me very happy. Focus on making me happy right now. Focus on the concept of willingness, because any accomplishment starts with you being willing to do what is necessary to reach that goal. Now, I think deep down deep that being focused on the moment really helps you become more willing to experience something. So become very, very aware of your body. Become aware of every sensation. Because in a little bit, I'm going to ask you again to hold your breath. But while you hold your breath, I want you to be open and willing to experience all the sensations that come along with holding your breath. I'm sure that as you focus on these sensations, you may find yourself becoming surprised by how willing you are to experience these sensations. Focus on them. Become them. Fully immerse yourself in the experience. So as you breathe in and out, slowly and deeply, holding your breath on three, one, two, three, hold your breath. That's it. You're doing so well. All your focus is directed inward. You're very aware of your body. Your lungs, the blood coursing through your veins, how it feels to willingly hold your breath for as long as you can. It doesn't matter if it's just for a moment, as long as it's a moment more than before. Focus on that. You may surprise yourself. You are fully willing and able to experience the sensation, even if it's intense. You're willing to experience intense sensations for me, are you not? If you are willing to experience them for me, no doubt you would be willing to experience them for yourself. I think that's true. In fact, I'm very willing to know that it's true. Deep Down deep, I know it's true, so you know it's true. Isn't that right? Yes, of course it is. No matter how intense the sensations you experience become, you can make yourself willing to experience them for one moment longer. Just one moment. And then another and another. Eventually, you will take a deep breath in, and that's okay. However, this recording really isn't about holding your breath for me. It's about abstaining from orgasm. And you won't just be abstaining from orgasms for me. You'll be doing it for yourself. Every single moment of it. You'll be willing to fully experience all the sensations that come along with abstaining from orgasm. Now, these sensations may become very intense. Maybe you might find out that they feel as if they could overwhelm you. But you have to be willing to not give in. You may have surprised yourself with how long you've held your breath the second time. But you did do it for me. You're much more willing the second time around. And the funny thing is, you can abstain from orgasms for 30 days. You can't hold your breath for 30 days. So, what I'm asking of you really is quite simple. It's very simple to abstain from orgasm. It's very simple to sleep and drop deep. When I ask you, it's very simple to become more willing and open. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Open those eyes and sleep. Very willing to sleep. Very open to that idea. And open to more ideas as I tell you to sleep. Let your mind sleep. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Open those eyes and sleep. You're so very willing to be hypnotized, so why not be very willing to stay extremely horny and aroused for a whole month? 30 days is really not a very long time, just one moment after another, and you are very willing to be horny, not just for me, but for yourself. You can do it. I believe in you. Have fun pushing yourself. See how far you can go. And be willing to push yourself just one moment at a time. It's okay if in the end you don't make it all 30 days. Just make it a moment longer than you thought you would. However, I want you to ruin your orgasm if you don't make it all 30 days. You can have a normal orgasm later. If you don't make it 30 days, just ruin it. I find it so amusing knowing that you couldn't make it that long and you had to pay the price of a pathetic, unsatisfying, ruined orgasm for not being willing to go all the way. And if you are willing to go all the way, then at the end of those 30 days, enjoy your full orgasm. Don't worry if you can't make it. It's just one ruined orgasm. It'll happen automatically and effortlessly, and then after that, you can orgasm normally if you want. It's okay. It's just one agonizing, ruined orgasm. Or, if you're willing, it's one explosive, euphoric burst of ecstasy, if you can make it. All 30 days. I'm not being unreasonable. I'm not asking you to hold your breath for 30 days. Just hold back from that orgasm. I've made so many fun recordings that don't make you orgasm. You can listen to those. Some make you edge, some deny you completely, and some tease and torment you. You have enough entertainment to last the month, so just relax and follow my voice back up towards wakefulness when I reach 3. You'll wake up feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and very much willing to experience something new. 1, 2, 3. Wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and perhaps willing to try something new. Have fun. Maybe, just maybe, you'll make it all the way. I'm rooting for you.